This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The mayor of Mariupol appealed on Friday for the full evacuation of the devastated southern Ukrainian city, which President Vladimir Putin says is now controlled by Russian forces. Quote, we need only one thing, the full evacuation of the population. About 100,000 people remain in Mariupol, the mayor said on national television. The mayor, who's no longer in Mariupol, did not provide any update on any fighting in or around the port city on the Sea of Azov. After nearly 2 months of bombardment, Russian forces appear to control most of the strategic port, although there is still a pocket of resistance at the city's steel plant, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the sprawling Azovstal steel plant, a few thousand Ukrainian soldiers have stubbornly held out, despite Russia's repeated demands for their surrender. Hiding with the soldiers are about 1,000 civilians trapped and unable to leave. Ukrainian officials have repeatedly accused Russia of launching attacks to block civilian evacuations from Mariupol. However, just recently, some 80 people from the port city were able to escape to a neighboring city. Among them was 61-year-old Yuri Lulak. Hell is what's happening there. It's not possible just to retell it. Russians are killing people for nothing. Tanya and her husband Evgeny walked for 5 days with their 4 kids, aged from 6 to 12, until they got a ride in a vehicle that took them to a nearby town. It's very difficult when you see that your city, which has been built before your eyes and restored, becoming more and more beautiful, is dying. I'm Karen Chamas.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Israeli police in full riot gear stormed a sensitive Jerusalem holy site sacred to Jews and Muslims on Friday after Palestinian youths hurled stones at a gate where they were stationed. Palestinian medics say at least 31 Palestinians were wounded, including 14 who were hospitalized before the clashes subsided. The renewed violence at the site, which is sacred to both, came despite Israel temporarily halting Jewish visits, which are seen by the Palestinians as a provocation. The holy site, known as the Al-Aqsa Mosque to Muslims and the Temple Mount to Jews, has long been a trigger for Israeli-Palestinian violence. In the U.S., Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is expected in court today, where a voters group is challenging her re-election bid because of Greene's alleged activities surrounding the January 6th insurrection last year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The group Free Speech for People filed the challenge on behalf of 5 constituents, alleging Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene aided and engaged in the insurrection to obstruct the peaceful transfer of presidential power on January 6, 2021. They say under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, participation in an insurrection attempt makes Greene ineligible to run again for Congress. This is what Greene said a week after that deadly riot.
Republicans have condemned this violence. President Trump has condemned this violence. But elected Democrats over the past year have promoted violence.
Greene filed a federal lawsuit this month asking a judge to declare this challenge unconstitutional. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Recapping our top story, or rather talking about France here, French presidential hopefuls Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen kicked off a final flurry of campaigning Friday, hoping to mobilize millions of hesitant voters before the weekend media blackout imposed for Sunday's contest. Both candidates launched attacks and interviews before a heavy schedule of walkabouts, with Le Pen insisting that opinion polls giving her rival the lead would be proved wrong. Now recapping our top story, the mayor of Mariupol appealed on Friday for the full evacuation of the devastated southern Ukrainian city, which President Vladimir Putin says is now controlled by Russian forces. The mayor says the only thing that they need is the full evacuation, saying about 100,000 people remain in the city. The mayor is no longer in the city and did not provide any update on any fighting in or around the port city on the Sea of Azov. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.